Wolfkill, A Sam Rivers Mystery, written by Carrie J. Griffith. Part 1. Beware of false prophets, who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravening wolves. Matthew, chapter 7, verse 15. Chapter 1. The farmhouse stood 12 miles outside Defiance, Minnesota, at least as the common raven flew. The house was a compact two-story peaked square with peeling clapboard sides and a tar paper roof. Behind the house, a stand of red pines marked a short ridge and the start of wilderness that stretched 20-odd miles to the Canadian border. To the right of the house was a barn where three feeder calves huddled, protected against stray wolves and the deep cold. The field beyond the barn lay blanketed in fresh snow. It was January 26th, one of the coldest nights of the year. Sheriff Dean Goddard and Deputy Smith Barnes turned into Williston Winthrop's farmhouse drive. The house was lit up like a Chinese lantern. The drive was long and narrow, and they pulled up and parked behind two trucks, an SUV, and Bill Hines's patrol car.
"Looks like a damn party," Barnes commented.
"That it does," Goddard agreed.
As they got out of their cruiser, Hines opened the farmhouse door, stepping into the cold. He was dressed for the weather, which was well below zero. Thankfully, there was no wind, and the nearly full moon was high and clear. While Hines walked up the plowed path, the sheriff watched him zip up his policeman's jacket, then his down parka over the jacket. He flipped its hood over his short-cropped gray hair. The sheriff guessed Hines was near retirement. He hoped so, anyway.
"Sheriff?"
Hines nodded as he came forward.
"Hines,"
Goddard said.
"You know Smith Barnes?"
"Sure," Hines said, nodding at Barnes. The three men were tense in the cold. It wasn't just the weather,
or the corpse beyond the house and barn.
Hines, Defiance's town cop, had long made an effort to keep the sheriff out of Defiance's law enforcement affairs, which was fine by the sheriff,
who had the rest of the county to patrol.
The sheriff's office was 10 miles east of Defiance in Vermilion Falls. There had been times a crime crossed borders, requiring the two men to work together, which neither did well nor enjoyed. From the sheriff's point of view, Hines had never quite passed the smell test, and that was one reason why small-town cops were best limited to the narrow confines of their own town's borders, particularly when it was a Minnesota Iron Range town like Defiance. On more than one occasion, the sheriff had received complaints about the graying lawman, but he had been forced to back off when Winthrop interceded. Now that he thought about it, the only thing Goddard appreciated past midnight in cold like this was being rid of that son-of-a-bitch Winthrop, if the reports were true. He would no longer have to worry about pulling his punches with Hines, providing Winthrop hadn't shared their little secret. What made the sheriff edgy was his doubt that the dead man had kept his word.